So another thing to think about as you're walking along and finishing this last little bit of the loop trail, where the trail is kind of between the cliff and the oxbow off to your right, and the hay field is off to your left as you're making your way back towards the parking lot. I've been working for the Nature Conservancy out here for about 15 years, and I've seen Silent Hill Creek in a major flood stage several times over that period. And when Silent Hill Creek really gets ripping and floods, it will actually leave its banks or overflow its banks beyond the parking lot on the other side of the road. And the water will flow and surge right out across this low flat area where the hay field is. So I have seen that, just a vast sheet of water. You would never know that there was a hay field in there. And to show you that it's not just that the rain is coming down, I stood in a little high spot where our parking area is one day after one of these major floods, talking with our neighbor who had seen her entire fence, concrete set posts and all, ripped up and carried down to the other end of this field where we're standing at the far end of the field now. And as we stood there talking, I watched a great blue heron catching fish out of the water in the middle of what today looks to us like a perfectly normal hay field. So as you're walking along, hopefully you're not actually experiencing flood conditions like this. It would not be a safe time to be walking on the trail. But imagine what it would look like to just see the whole creek spread out and flowing across this entire field.